Hey, we've got something. It's new. Well, actually, our first week was last week, where Animal Control Officer Brad Jones of West Plains joins us, and he shares with us, a couple of pets each week that is ready for adoption. We'll have that posted on our Facebook pages, also OzarkRadioNews.com. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And last week we had a couple pit bull mix. You know, and this week, what do you got for us?
This week I have two female Pyrenees mixed puppies, about 3 to 4 years old. They're sisters. They both really crave attention, love attention, belly rubs, but still need a little bit of working with walking on a leash.
There's nothing wrong with these. Would be great dogs if you live out in the country. You know, you've got a little maybe you got some chickens or something, because normally I'm not guaranteeing this, but normally Pyrenees are really well around other animals.
Sure, that's just kind of their breed, and like I said, right now they're still really young, so it'd be a good time to, you know, if he's interested in something like that, to get them where they could kind of be used to them by the time they got older, and mm-hmm. and just be raised up around them.
So now if someone is interested in adoption of a pet, or maybe someone out there just wants to do something to help all the pets, you know, and you'll be anonymous if so want to be that way. Who do they contact? How can they go about doing something like that?
So like I said, they can contact my office at 255-1860. If I'm not in, they can leave a message and I'll return it as soon as I get back. Or they can send a private message on Facebook, mm-hmm. and I can make contact and speak with them that way.
What are some of the biggest issues that, you know, you deal with on a day-in, day-out basis as animal control officer?
We get a lot of loose dog calls. And a lot of times I may be familiar, or somebody that knows or has seen it may know where it belongs, so we can get them returned home. The city of West Plains also has an ordinance where all dogs that live inside the city limits have to be up to date on a rabies vaccine, and they have to be registered with the city. Now, with them being registered with the city, what that does is we take down all your information, name, address, phone number, stuff like that. They are given a special numbered tag. Mm-hmm. That way if myself or even an officer, when I'm off duty, comes across them, they look that number up and be able to make contact with the owner.
You know, a lot, I get, you know, the society we're in right now, people just feel like every bit of government's getting too nosy. It's a doggone pet, and it's for your best interest. That way, I mean, that makes it so much easier when you guys can look up and go R777654.
Sure.
You know, boom. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's John Doe and Mary Ann, you know, and you can contact them, because it just makes things a lot easier.
It does. And that way they don't end up in my facility. They can go back home.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, pets do wander. You know, pets from out of the city limits will wander into the city limits. But and a lot of times people, if they see a loose pet run around for several days, what are some things that they could do to help you?
They could just let me know, it's kind of the area it's been in, if they've seen it, if it's coming and going a little bit, mm-hmm. or if it just kind of stays in the same area all the time.
Yeah. It's just a pet. Oh, you know, but again, be careful approaching strange pets, especially if you got kids, you know, because you don't know anything about it. Some pets are fine, you know, they're going to come up to you anyway, their tail a wagon, licking your, you know, trying to lick your hand and stuff because they're wanting attention. They're lost. They're scared. They want something to drink. They want something to eat. But, being a pet owner is a big responsibility.
It is. It's a full-time job. I mean, you've got to, make sure that you take care of them and just really watch out for them.
Hey, we appreciate you again. This is Brad Jones, West Plains Animal Control Officer. And we'll have some pictures posted of these two beautiful dogs that are ready for adoption. They need a new home. You could give them their forever home, and they'll love you just as much as you're going to love them back. We appreciate you coming by, Brad.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.